American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
So we shared some insights with our attendees about animal rights activism.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Vice President of Communications with the Animal Agriculture Alliance based in Arlington, Virginia. She's speaking about the recent 2018 Stakeholder Summit in Arlington, bringing more than 300 attendees together to discuss animal agriculture, and they learned about animal rights activism.
And we also talked about some of the groups and individuals out there who are just opposed to what we do in animal agriculture, regardless of our efforts to continuously improve in key areas. So we shared some insights with our attendees about animal rights activism. What are those groups doing? What tactics are they using? And how can we both prevent them from being able to influence our industry?
And if you couldn't attend, well, you might be able to see a lot of the information that was presented there. Hannah Thompson-Weeman.
If you weren't able to join us here in Arlington, we will be making as many videos as possible of our speakers available via our website. So stay tuned to animalagalliance.org and the hashtag AAA18 so that you can check out our great speaker lineup from the comfort of your own home or office.
Again, that website is animalagalliance.org and that hashtag on Twitter is AAA18. As the West starts to heat up, there's always the threat of wildfires on grazing land. Ethan Lane is Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Federal Lands.
Wildfire is one of those defining issues that it's if you're on the other side of this ledger, if you're in the environmental community, that has got to be the most conflicting thing in the world for you because, you know, all of these resources that those folks claim to want to protect, whether it's sagebrush ecosystems or, you know, endangered species or any number of things. Wildfire wipes all of that out in the blink of an eye.
And Ethan Lane says that the cattle industry has the real solution to prevent all this devastation.
For all of us that deal with this stuff on a daily basis, that think about these issues, we know that the quickest way to reduce that catastrophic threat is through grazing and through responsible management, to get those fuel loads down and take care of the ecosystems that we're supposed to be protecting. Locking the gate and putting our head in the sand and pretending that, you know, nature will sort of take care of itself is simply not a rational way to look at this stuff. We're managing landscapes and have been for the entirety of you know, European civilization in America.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.